catching you up with the latest news from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Monday morning, March 20th. I'm Elliot Trudeau, and this is The Point from WUFT News. On Thursday, leaders from several labor unions gathered in front of Gainesville City Hall to protest a bill that proposes to give the state control of Gainesville regional utilities. State Representative Chuck Clemens of Newberry cited issues with customer representation in local government and the city's debt for drafting the bill. The Gainesville City Commission currently appoints GRU officials. The proposed bill will give that power to Governor Ron DeSantis to appoint 5 volunteers from GRU's service area. I spoke with WUFT's Marcus Rojas about how this bill was approved to be filed.
For starters, we have people in city commission that they're saying, like, why do you want us to give up, like, our control over Gainesville regional utilities? It's a local resource. Local resources that provides, you know, plumbing, and I think electricity and, like, other, you know, kinds of resources. And we're already giving that immediately to the power of the state rather than the city that uses these local resources. So you already have people in city commission. I think you have the mayor, Harvey Ward, who is also trying to, like, push back against this bill. What I liked about the story I covered on Thursday is that I talked to labor union leaders, and these were regular local people. As in, these are people that, especially people who run the utilities as well, and who are making sure these resources get delivered to the community. And I really got to listen to their opinions and their thoughts on it.
Can you tell me the people you spoke to?
When I was interviewing everyone, it was in front of the city hall. It was a planned press conference that people, the leaders from several labor unions, were going to meet up in front of the Gainesville City Hall around noon. I think Robert Arnold, he was the president of the Communication Workers of America, the local chapter 317, and he said it best. He said, we want to put the control of the very utility that we work for in the hands of the same people. And he was telling me that this bill essentially would discourage workers from, you know, continuing to work here for Gainesville regional utilities, because he said that his group, you know, they endorse certain people who run for city commission, that they would, and, you know, once these people would get elected, they would make sure to represent these unions. So you have this feedback loop between the unions working with the local government who work with the unions and ensure that everyone is satisfied in this process. But once this control is given up to the states, then it's going to be a lot harder for these local unions to either interact with the state or work with, you know, the governor at any point in time. So right now it's currently Ron DeSantis. And it just complicates the efforts for these people to make sure that they're represented in government.
Are there any updates from your reporting on Thursday?
Yeah, so this press conference happened Thursday because Friday, the Representative Clemens, he was presenting this bill to the Alachua County legislative delegation. So because this is a local bill, it has to be presented to this local legislative delegation first before it can be filed and then reviewed, you know, like in state government. So the local delegation, they approved the bill. I think they voted 4-1. But even then, I wanted to say that reporting on this was tricky because this bill hasn't been officially filed yet. So I think a copy was given to the Gainesville Sun, and then other news sources were citing it. Because of this, you're naturally running the risk of playing telephone game. So every time a news source, like, reiterates this bill, every change in comma or phrase, or whether you gloss over some details or emphasize another, it just slightly tweaks the context and perception of this bill. And because it's already creating so much attention and controversy, you really don't want to twist the facts on this bill. So it's just strange that I can't, you know, look up on this bill yet. And I was reading this in the Alachua County Chronicle, but this bill is not going to be filed until April 10th. So the bill was passed as, like, a kind of a special act. So it requires 30 days of notice that you're proposing a law before it gets officially filed. So it was announced on March 9th, so it'll be filed on April 10th. And I've read that in the Alachua Chronicle. In the meantime, as this bill is getting more controversy, I still can't look it up on a website, on an official website like the State of Representatives, and just see what the official guidelines are on this bill. So that's why I'm trying to make sure I don't twist up the facts or twist up any context or perception of that, because I want to make sure everyone gets, you know, the exact same information. And that's really important in journalism, that you don't want to be saying something different as everyone else is saying. You don't want to plagiarize other people, but you want to make sure all the facts are straight from all the other sources.
Is there any information in the article that was cut that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I would have included all the small details that other news sources reported about the bill. But I don't know if those small details will stay relevant throughout as it moves throughout the state government or it gets amended or changed. And even then, the more details I'm reporting on this bill, the more likely I am to, like I said before, play telephone game and twist up a fact unintentionally or, and put too much emphasis on something. So I was playing it safe when I was reporting on this bill. Really, I just wanted to focus on the people that were, coming into the Gainesville City Hall to talk about the bill. And I just wanted to hear their comments more than anything.
Anything else you want to add before we sign off?
The only thing I would say is that primary sources are incredibly important because it's articles like these where you're really relying on. You don't want to rely too much on like what he says or she says. You don't want to play telephone game. You want to have like the direct source in front of you, and then that's really easy to work with because you have that one line of communication. So I'm waiting right now for this bill to be officially filed so we can see all the rules, and then that way it'd be a lot easier to report on the bill and not worry about having to take it out of context. Because that's my biggest concern as a journalist. I want to make sure I have the direct primary source, a primary source that I can link to, so I can, when I write out my articles, I can put the link in my story, and then the average person can, the readers, they can click on that link and see the primary source for themselves. I want complete transparency. I don't want them to have to depend on me too much, or me having to depend on another secondary source to kind of reiterate what they receive. My message to readers is to always look for primary sources and just to keep it as, try to like remove the middleman as much as you can.
That was WUFT's Marcus Rojas about how labor union leaders spoke out against the bill, giving the state control over GRU. Now let's catch you up on today's stories from around the state. Legislation moving in the Florida House would ban discussion of menstrual cycles and other human sexuality topics in elementary grades. According to the Associated Press, the bill was sponsored by Republican Representative Stan McClain, who would restrict public school instruction on human sexuality, sexually transmitted diseases, and related topics to grades 6 through 12. McClain confirmed at a recent committee meeting that discussions about menstrual cycles would also be restricted to those grades. The House has passed a major legislative package to limit lawsuits against insurance companies and businesses. According to Florida Politics, the bill makes substantive changes to how lawsuits are filed and litigated in the state, all but eliminating the long-standing statute that allows a policyholder who successfully sues their insurance company on a coverage denial claim to recoup attorney fees. A judge ordered Alachua County Sheriff Clovis Watson Jr. on Friday to respond to two lawsuits filed by sheriff's office employees alleging their rights were violated during internal affairs investigations. According to WCJB, the judge has given the sheriff's office 30 days to file a response to allegations he refused to hold compliance review hearings for two employees disciplined after administrative investigations. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Visit WFT.org to subscribe and read the most recent issues. I'm Elliot Trito, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communications. Have a great Monday.